Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. The boss told me to say that.
Riders did a lot better than we thought they'd do offensively, but defensively, the great defense didn't really show up, and they showed up in spurts and lost 44-41.
Well, yeah, you said yesterday, I asked you your prediction, and you said one word, ugly, and well, it was in certain aspects of the game.
But I mean, even Vegas picked it at the over-under was 43. Well, they had reached that by halftime.
Yeah, it was a CFL record or something. Not a record, but it was the most points scored in a first half in something like 6 years.
Which is great for the league because we need some excitement back in the league.
Well, that was the thing, right? Is like there was even points where the Riders were down by 14, 11 points down the stretch there. But I was at the Canadian Brewhouse. The people who were watching the game were still invested all the way to the very end, right up to the onside kick, just because it was a shootout.
Yeah, it was great. I cannot figure kickers out, too.
Oh, no.
Lowther hits a 57-yard field goal. Okay?
Nailed it.
Then he goes out to kick a 32-yard extra point, and he misses by about 45 feet. Like, I don't get kickers. If that was a 32-yard field goal, he'd nail it.
Yeah, there's just something. There's that mental block because extra points were so easy.
Yeah.
What you're going to see is, like, the next generation of kickers. Like, 5-6 years from now, the guys who are in high school now coming up into the league, they have to treat these more seriously. So it's going to be ingrained in them. But the old school guys that have been doing it for a little bit, you walked out there, you chip shot, it's a point, you run off the field, that's it.
And I love the Drew Dalby like HIW shoulder block by Mac Henry and Dominic Davis as he comes to the side. Like you could catch the guy.
Yeah.
Or just move out of the way and let him fall.
Yeah. And here's the thing is at first it looked like in real time, like he had moved, like he just stood there. And Davis ran into him.
Like Dominic Davis was looking at his cell phone and his head down and ran into a light post.
And when that play happened, I was kind of on Henry's side. Like, well, you can't just run into a guy who's standing still. Yeah. But then you see it in the replay, right? He's got that little lean over to the right and then, bam, dips the shoulder.
That's going to cost him half a game check.
At the very least. You know what I don't like, though? I don't like all the Hamilton fans that came out of the woodwork after that. Because obviously Rider Nation has been complaining about Simone Lawrence, dirty player, get him out of the game, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, Mac Henry throws what is absolutely a cheap shot, a dirty play.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these people are like, oh, Rider Nation, now you guys have the dirty player. And it's like, okay, yes, Mac Henry did something super dumb. That doesn't mean that everything that happened last week just magically goes away.
That's right. Although Simone Lawrence is probably pretty happy somebody took the heat off him for a little
100%
bit.
100% Simone Lawrence is going to send a fruit basket to Mac Henry.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Toy Story 4 is out.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm a big Tim Allen, Tom Hanks fan. They've got Betty White voicing on there.
Yeah.
They've got Mel Blanc, I think.
Is yeah, probably.
Right? Yeah, I think he's on there. There's a bunch of like 90-year-old actors. And Keanu Reeves is on there.
Yeah, yeah. What is he? He's the Canadian Evil Knievel. They go with Duke Kaboom.
It's kind of funny, actually.
He takes weird roles, man.
But I like that. I like the fact he just does what he wants to do.
But like, so he's in the John Wick movies, and those make a ton of money.
Wildly popular.
Like, right, he's doing okay there. But I also saw an interview the other day with Kevin Feige, who's like the head of all the Marvel movies, the guy who put this whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And he said straight up, he's like, we have basically tried to get Keanu Reeves in every movie we've made, and he keeps saying no. They want him in a Marvel movie. Like, they didn't say like, oh, we want him to be Iron Man or anything, but they want him in a Marvel movie. They write a part for him in every Marvel movie, and he's turned them all down. Meanwhile, if you look at his IMDb, aside from John Wick and Toy Story, the thing he's doing is a guest appearance every now and again on a show called Swedish Dicks,
There's
which
something.
is it's about detectives, by
the way. There's something I respect about that, that he does his own thing. He could have been in that movie Heat with Pacino and De Niro.
Back in the day, yeah.
As the Val Kilmer character, the one that Kilmer did. But he chose to move to Winnipeg, which is
bold choice.
Yeah, and work in the Manitoba Theater in a play for a number of months. Like, he just does weird things.
Yeah, and like now, like aside from Toy Story and John Wick, now the biggest thing he's doing, he's in a video game. He's starring in a video game called Cyberpunk 2077. So now the internet's in love with him. The video game community's in love with him. The action movie people are in love with him. And he's coming to theaters as Duke frickin' Kaboom.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was thinking, what's your favorite animated movie of all time? Is it one of the Toy Stories?
No, but it would be up there.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones.
100%.
I think the one that captivated me when I, because I took kids, you take kids generally.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo. I love Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
And I liked Finding Nemo.
It's funny you say that because your perspective totally changes, right? Because when you're a kid, you go see the movies for yourself. When you're an adult, but you don't have the responsibilities, you watch movies still. But when you have kids, all of a sudden these animated films become super important.
Yeah.
Like I watched Toy Story 3 and I thought it was really good. But now I'm so excited to take my kids to Toy Story 4. But I would say my favorite movie, selfishly, because I'm just a huge nerd, was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse,
the animated one that came out around Christmas. Yeah.
Because, man, was that good. Also, they had Post Malone in the soundtrack.
There you go. I know you like Post Malone. I would say this. I'm glad to be a parent now, like from when I was to when you were, because when we go to animated movies.
Yeah.
They make them so they're for adults too.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they wouldn't have.
No.
If my dad dragged me to the theater to watch whatever.
Yeah.
It would have been like, oh my god, it's 2 hours. I can't get back.
Shrek kind of started that trend.
Yeah.
Where it was like it was cute and funny and silly for the kids, but also like the character would look at the camera and be like, hey. 35-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
This one's for you, and then it's like a dick joke or something.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'll be in for Chad along with Mr. Universe.
Yeah, no. Certainly not from the waist down. Actually, I went to, I've been working out the Brick House.
Yeah, that's that new spot on Dudney,
yeah,
right?
It used to be Crazy Kylie's.
Yeah.
Three stories, so we've got three stories. Up top, you got your... it's spread out, but up top you got mostly your upper body stuff.
Right.
And they've got, I don't know what the equipment is called per se. We'll get more on that when I'm down there. But like it's really slick machines. Like
nice.
It makes you feel like you're not even lifting a heavy amount of weight. So I was actually thinking, it's funny, I was thinking about you the other day when I'm doing legs. If Dolby could see me now. I was doing leg press, okay? And I had 260 pounds a side.
Wow.
And I was doing single leg press. And these machines are so new and so slick, it feels like I just kept putting 45 pounders on it. Like, this is pretty good. Well, my legs the next day were stiff. Okay. And this isn't the Brick House's fault, but I, as I've been talking about earlier in the week, I have hemorrhoids.
Right.
And I pushed so hard, I popped a hemorrhoid out. I've been in pain for the last. So I've been bugging Justin over there, like, thanks a lot, man. Your machines cost me my hemorrhoid. There.
You got to give a trigger warning for people. Yeah. Like, there's somebody at home right now. Eating a breakfast Fajardo and they just completely ruined their day.
Fajardo.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Today's the first day of summer, even though the weather would not tell you that it is.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It is the first day of summer. So with that, we've got some summer myths for you. You can catch a cold from air conditioning. Now, you wouldn't know because you didn't get it signed up for in your house when you built your house.
Thanks for rubbing it in there, anyway, Richie Rich.
Anyway, not anymore. you can't get it from temperatures alone, but if you keep the AC running, it'll dry out your nasal passages, which can lead to a cold.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, because people forget that the cold, it's just called a cold. It's a virus.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not, you know, just, I got cold, and then I got sick.
Any drink will rehydrate you on a hot day. Well, pop. Sodas and beer will not do that, even though they've got water in it.
Right.
If you're hot, drink water.
Yeah.
Don't drink pop and beer.
That's or mix your hard alcohol with water.
It's
called a press.
There you go. You can't get the sunburn on a cloudy day? Well, we know you can.
Listen, I'm a ginger. I can get a sunburn in this room.
Eating garlic will keep mosquitoes away. All that gimmicky stuff, the scented candles and everything, the experts say they don't work. Just get the bug spray.
Everybody knows the only way to keep mosquitoes away is ninja training. That's it.
There you go. And a dip in the pool can double as a shower, which is totally false. You got to shower when you get in, shower when you get out, because you can pick up things like diarrhea and vomiting and all that stuff from the stuff you can pick up in the pool.
Well, I've been living my life wrong for a lot of years.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I don't know how much you buy what TMZ sells. Like,
always anyway, with a grain of salt.
But they always seem to have, like, you know, they're always on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, they get the videos and everything, like the Ray Rice stuff and all. You know,
it's
all
kind of like the stuff that they put out is generally greasy, but it's not often wrong.
No, like it's not National Enquirer greasy.
Yeah, it's not talking about Bat Boy.
Right. Oh, anyway, TMZ's uncovered more evidence that this Justin Bieber-Tom Cruise fight is no joke.
No.
Dana White said he talked to some, quote, real guys about the fight. Remember when he said that? Well, it sounds like those guys are Ari Emanuel and Scooter Braun. Now, Emanuel is the CEO of William Morris Endeavor, which owns UFC.
Okay.
And Scooter Braun is Bieber's manager.
Of course, the one that sounds like an 8-year-old at a T-ball game is the manager of Justin Bieber.
Now, they had a conference call last Friday with Dana, with Emanuel saying he wanted the fight to happen and Scooter saying that Justin would be willing to do it. So they got to get Cruz involved. If Cruz wants to do it, there will be a Cruz and Bieber fight. And if I have any say in it, go for it. Because I would love to see. Now, Tom Cruise is a polarizing figure, too, ever since jumping on Oprah's couch.
Yeah.
Okay? But I think we're all in agreement. We would love to see Tom Cruise rip Justin Bieber to shreds.
Oh, the fan base has definitely come together for Tom Cruise
even
since
Canadians,
this thing started.
Like, even Canada would be like, no, you know what? Go, Tom, go.
We're kind of done with Justin Bieber. I said this on my show when this whole thing first came about, is that I think Tom Cruise would win. Because I don't think Justin Bieber's ever been in a fight in his whole life. Kid was famous at like 7 years old or whatever it was. Now that he's 14 or whatever he actually is, like, he's had security around him his whole life. He's been involved in like scuffles here and there. Yeah. There's a video out there of him like sucker punching some dude in the face and immediately getting taken down and pulverized before security jumps in. Like, he seems like the kind of guy that would have that false bravado.
Well,
of like, yeah, I could fight. I go to the gym. I have abs.
Tom,
and then
Tom does his own stunts.
Yeah.
So Tom would kill him. And 100%. I hope Val Kilmer refs it. Like, fat Val Kilmer eating a cheeseburger just in the ring.
I mean, I hope he's too busy with a bag of mini donuts to stop the fight when Justin goes down.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You might not know this, but it's been a lifelong dream of mine since about 2 months ago to be the play-by-play voice of the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Oh, really? It's mine, too.
Yeah, no, mine is much shorter than yours. When they hired Derek Taylor, the new voice of the Riders over at 620 CKRM, it made me realize that the old guy had left. I didn't even notice. Oh. So I was like, well, I want that job. So it's now become my mission to try and steal the job.
How's that going for you?
Well, I've been putting out these audition tapes after every game, and I think I'm starting to get noticed. Maybe not for the right reasons, but I have another one if I could play it, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Here is my DSPN play-by-play of yesterday's Mac Henry hit on the sidelines at the Rider game. The Red Blacks up by 11, looking to push the lead on the Riders, and Davis is going to drop back. The pocket collapses like a dollar store tent, but Davis is on the run. Cameron Judge tries to run him down, but he's got the first cutting to the sidelines, and he'll go out of bounds in the 44, and he runs into a parked car named McKenna Henry. Davis goes down like Dwayne The Rock Johnson taking a stone-cold stunner, and Henry seems as confused as anyone out here. Let's look at the replay as Davis gets back to his feet. We see him here after a nice run, head out of bounds, should be safe. Wham! George Michael right into Henry, who dips his shoulder real subtle, and down goes Davis. Somewhere in Hamilton, Simone Lawrence just started writing a thank you letter to McKenna Henry for being too lazy to take a step to the side or too dumb to know you can't Goldberg a QB when you're not even on the field. Two games in, this is already going to be a f***ing long season.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When you work in an office, a big enough office, to have an IT guy, what's the first thing they tell you?
Don't open up any emails that you shouldn't.
Yeah, don't click links from people you don't know.
Right.
And what happens? Somebody does.
And viruses get into your
Jeff
system.
From accounting clicks the link and the whole company goes down because of ransomware. Well, the city of Florida had their own Jeff. Somebody, the city office, clicked a link in an email that they weren't supposed to, and ransomware got out. Basically, it's a virus that holds your computer system hostage, and if your computer is hooked up to a network, it spreads like wildfire and gets into everything. We actually had it here.
Yeah, we did.
Like 5 years ago, and luckily it got caught super quick, but it trashed a bunch of like old documents and stuff like that.
Otherwise, you got to pay to.
Well, that's the idea. The hacker, the person holding your stuff ransom, says you give me money and I send in the new virus that clears out the old virus and everything's fine. But there's no guarantee, right? I said you hack my stuff, I send you money, you go, haha, just kidding, send me more, or you just disappear with my money. Well, the city of Florida is going to roll the dice and pay $600,000. And here's why. Because they didn't lose some old documents. This crippled their system. They had 911 operators writing down people's information on paper.
Are you kidding me?
Like a notepad and a pen. Like, sorry, hang on. I'm just trying to read my notes here.
I gotta get another pen.
Yeah. I'm out of ink. I'm like, can you just tell the murderer to wait for a little bit?
Yeah.
What an awful. Imagine being the guy who clicked on that hot singles in your area email while he was at work, knowing that the city is now out $600,000 in the hopes that this hacker will release their data, all because you couldn't wait till you were at home on your Gmail to ruin your life.
Yeah, we've got a couple of those people in our building where they're like, okay, I'll just open this.
100%. There's people in the back that sit by me that like, I watch them go through their emails just to be like, don't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This looks interesting. You know what? I didn't realize I was related to a Nigerian prince.
and my mom's
dead now. I can't even ask her. Well, I better click this link.
Thank you, ancestry.ca. Technology is terrifying, man. Like the idea that a city in Florida could just be taken down by someone sitting in their mom's basement sending out viruses.
Chad makes fun of me all the time. If I could get a paper check, I would get a paper check. I wouldn't get direct deposit. Like, I don't trust any of that stuff.
Yeah, man.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We do a thing with Chad and I, we call it this or that, where we have a birthday or a back in the day thing and we do this or that.
Mix it up a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Brandon Flowers is 38. He's the guy with the Killers.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite Killer song? Mr. Brightside or Somebody Told Me, between those two? Somebody Told Me?
Yeah.
By a lot?
I mean, interchangeable, really.
Okay. Is it Nils Lofgren or Niles Lofgren? He's a guitarist with Bruce Springsteen Band. Do you know? Do you care?
No. I believe it's pronounced E Street Band. They are all collectively known as the E Street
Okay,
Band.
Anyway.
They don't get their own names.
Okay. Okay, so he is 68, Joey Kramer 69, Aerosmith's drummer. Okay,
sure.
More, I guess, bigger musical impact, Aerosmith or Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band? This or that?
I would probably say Bruce. I'm just thinking of like people who I've seen that are like, oh man, that guy was my idol, or I looked up to him, or I grew up, he made me want to be a rock star. Steven Tyler also has that just because he's so cool as a front man, but I think
great voice
probably
too.
Springsteen.
That's a bucket list for me. I still want to see the boss in concert.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
34 years ago on this day, 1985, Motley Crue released their third album, Theater of Pain. Smoking in the Boys' Room or Home Sweet Home?
Smoking in the Boys' Room. Way more fun.
I like Home Sweet Home, though.
Home Sweet Home's a nice song, but like if you're about to get out on a Saturday night, you're not putting on Home Sweet Home. Smoking in the Boys' Room is a banger.
And Vince Neil probably shouldn't sing a ballad. Probably.
Probably not.
And last but not least, we'll deviate from music for a second. Okay. I know it's your background, but first day of summer is today.
Yeah.
This? Beach? That pool. Beach or pool?
I'm going to say pool because kids are going to pee in both, but only one of them has a filtration system. Plus, as a fat guy, pools usually have a concession or a snack bar or something.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.